Welcome back to Randy Plays Games. It is our special Halloween Ravenloft D&D 5th edition guest GM Murder by Vampire edition.
Insert diabolical laughter. That was pretty good.
That is Sam, our guest DM, and I'm going to let him recap because he's a DM. So first of all, we'll do characters. I am playing Simon Hellstrom, a ranger cleric fighter, wielding pistols and a magic rapier named Craig Talon.
I am Giordano. I am clerico, and I do not do filing of documents. Different clerico.
Maximilian Stark, and a great big fighter guy with a huge sword.
I'm Cornelius Orn, a warlock, a human of Albion, which I think is an ingredient in shampoo.
Yeah.
I'm Sasha Travanovska. And yeah. I finally said my name correctly. I am a rogue human assassin.
And our heroes are part of the secret inquisition that the Holy Church has sent into the lands of Barovia to seek out evil.
And we're the good inquisition.
Yes, indeed.
Not the bad inquisition. Not the real world inquisition.
Yes. And having come to the village of Barovia to rescue a damsel in distress, they came to a big spooky castle with a vampire in it who has locked them in. And after toying with them mercilessly last time, they may have learned a secret to how they can defeat him. And we'll find out. So where we left off, you were in the room with the little guy, and the rest of you were out in the big room casting spells.
Slit his throat!
No lawful good guy.
So
no.
What happens now?
So, you don't know where your master is right now.
No way of knowing. Please.
Well, if he asks about us, can you tell him that we left because we had to go watch an episode of The Walking Dead?
We just lived through an episode of The Walking Dead. Barely.
I will tell him nothing.
Well, you have to tell him something. So why?
Very well. I will tell him. I will tell him that you tried to steal his wealth from me. And then I fled in terror, and he flees in terror.
Okay, little man. Goodbye.
Steal some wealth!
I pocket one little gold coin.
Funny thing, there are a lot of little gold coins in here.
Hooray!
Well, I am mostly good.
Are we done with our spellcasting and stuff
totally
yet?
It's totally okay to steal from vampires.
Yeah, and church doesn't fund itself.
Says that in the
slippery slope.
Well, I have to be agile and dexterous, and I cannot have extra weights.
We'll say that, yes, the spellcasting is done.
All right, so we're like, what the hell's going on in here?
I found little man.
Look at all these books. Holy cow.
Nerd.
I'm going to be busy. So I start looking through the books.
There's
and,
also some gold.
Yes, but the books.
Ah.
Yeah, and scrolls and all that.
It is incredibly dry and boring and actuarial.
And I must love it, because that's my thing.
It is centuries of detailed bookkeeping and upkeep for the castle and nice. for the province of Barovia.
That gold?
Oh. Taxes, all of that.
So is there how many exits and entrances to this room?
There are two. There's the door you came in, and the door he fled out of.
Hmm.
Okay, guys, there might be some magic in here. Maybe if you give me 10 minutes, I could cast Detect Magic ritual and see if there's anything useful here.
You just spent 10 minutes in that other room casting some other spell.
Yeah?
You're saying someone might come looking for us if we keep spending 10 minutes in the same place.
I'm going to go ahead and take 10% of that gold.
No. What are you? Are you tithing? Is that what's happening?
It's reverse tithing.
Strahd is tithing.
That does seem fair.
I guess we Strahd, you're now a part of the flock. Welcome.
So I guess we scoop up all the gold and various things of value that we see.
Yes.
There's a gold.
All right.
Several boxes, several little chests, in fact. Let me see.
Can I summon my guardian to carry it all?
You cannot. He'll explode the gold.
That's not what he does.
No. So, little man told me there is... My English is not very good. Sun thing.
Yeah, Sunvolt.
Go on.
Jeff Tweedy doesn't even enter into this.
In castle. We go there.
All right, let's switch to Slavic, which we both speak.
Yes.
Oh, yes, there you go.
And then you can tell me in human what he just told you.
So this little guy like totally told me that there's like this weird sun thing that like vampires like totally not immune to, and like you could totally die. So I think we should like go in there. It's like in the basement or something.
All right, guys, here's what she said. Oh, shit, still in Slavic.
Noise behind you back in the room. No. There's something.
The organ?
There's something in the room.
Yeah, we're all in the room.
We're in the other room.
What,
the
in this room?
There is something in the other room, you unspeakable clod.
Can you spend
good lord.
Is it Tommy Wiseau?
Good lord, the taxes they pay on this place are insane!
I hate to interrupt, could you maybe send your rat in to scout out?
Oh, yes, Bram Jenkin, I'm going to need you for a second here.
What is it?
I need you to go into that room over there and tell us what's going on.
The room that's 5 feet away.
Yes.
Couldn't bother to do it yourself, could you?
Not this time.
Can you check to make sure there are no monsters under the bed?
Hey, I'll talk to my rat. Thank you very much.
I need the glass of water.
That's actually something they teach every small child to do in Barovia.
All right. So, y'all are continuing to plot and scheme?
Yep. Gather up gold.
I'm going to reload a pistol in someone in 10 minutes.
Getting ready to
gathering up gold.
I
cast direct deposit.
Guys, we should probably, after a rat recon is over, we should probably get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yeah, probably so. Apparently we need to go to the basement.
Oh my. I agree.
Oh my.
There are several disreputable looking gentlemen.
What do they look like?
They're coming up the stairs. They're trying very hard to hide in the shadows. But they're not doing a very good job. Swarthy, flamboyantly colored clothing, large furry hats.
Wow, your rat is racist.
Guys, this is what the rat just said. I say we quietly close this door and go out the other door.
Oh, I'm presuming that the door is closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
fucking
yes.
Cossacks.
But going out the other door sounds like a good plan.
Let's go out the other door.
Fucking Paul Medinas?
No, but the way he was describing it, they sounded like the guards to the Wicked Witch of the West.
Where the hell are you going?
Wait!
Come with us, Brown Jenkin. Climb in my jerkin, Jenkin.
All right.
Don't jerk that, Jenkin.
You know, I hate that there's actually a street in Austin called Medina that I have to drop people off at all the time, because every single time I get that fucking song stuck in my head for like an hour after. Take me to Medina.
So, you open the door, and you find yourself basically on a landing. There is a very narrow spiral staircase that goes up and it goes down.
Oh, good. Let's go down.
Usually, staircases go up and down.
You know, it says here that it took
not
a team
escalators
of 30 laborers to build this staircase over 7 years.
Fascinating.
I thought Sasha didn't know what staircases look like.
5,000 gold.
I know it's
looking up and looking down in both directions. You can see that at intervals there are fluttering torches that light this staircase.
Wow.
Okay.
And there is a chilly wind moving down through it.
Down we go.
Down.
Making
down,
you know, there's a wind noise. It goes up and it goes down.
All right.
All right.
I need everyone to make your perception roll.
All right. 10.
22.
24.
My perception plus. Sorry. Oh,
that's all right.
Mm-hmm. 11.
10.
The two of you hear it.
Penny
hear a voice. A woman's voice singing from upstairs.
Oh,
sounds very beautiful.
Oh. Mariah Carey.
Let's keep going.
You know, the church, it's progressive, so I gotta go upstairs. See you guys.
Once again, lawful good.
I'm very wary of beautiful voiced things. Yeah. Hanging out with vampires.
Yeah. And I'm not afraid of plot points. I go upstairs.
I will go too.
What? Okay.
I guess we're
time
going
for
upstairs.
Time for a vote. Oh, up or down?
Down.
Down.
We're
still going,
so. Up.
There's no mojo in the singing. It's just pretty.
That's cool. That's fine.
It could be girl.
Yes.
But
yes, it probably is.
I don't know. It could be music.
It could be ghoul.
Yes.
That's what I said. Girl.
We're having a language issue. Let's watch the Slavic again.
I think it's Tilly, that girl.
But we're here for to kill the vampire, yes. And we got to go down.
Let's go
to
get
kill
Solar Battery. We can deal with Bay later, okay?
Yeah. If she's not evil, she'll still be here after Strahd is dead.
That is truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
And unless the whole castle crumbles, which, to be fair, is
but twist the story. I'm lesbian and I want to meet a girl.
Yeah. We got that.
Sarah, she doesn't get to play a guy. She's still going to be a lesbian.
So it's force majeure. We can't split up.
Well,
it's a bad.
Wouldn't be a really smart idea.
No, we have to at some point. You can split up if you want to.
No, we cannot. Okay, so we can't apparently.
The other guys went along with the votes, and we had the dominant vote.
Well, I was already bounding up the stairs when it happened.
It's not, hey, everybody, I'm thinking about going upstairs.
Let's vote where my feet will go.
I run up the stairs and retrieve him.
All right.
We're going down.
So we're going down.
That was kind of the hope, but okay.
So you make your way down the steps. And after a decent climb, you come down and you find yourself on another landing. The stairs continue down. And looking out, you see, oh, that's the entrance where you came in. There was that suit of armor. And you're looking at the doors to the room with the pipe organ.
Okay.
You continue down.
Yes. Didn't you have a map of some kind?
I have map to basement.
All right.
Here.
Can I read the map?
Well, that's the map.
Okay. That looks like a pig. All right, that's the spiral staircase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Is that the spiral staircase we're on?
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going down.
That is an arrow pointing where we should.
So let's go down.
Down.
Yes.
Another decent amount. Yep. You come to another landing.
This place is just made of landings.
Yeah.
There is a 10-foot wide passage leading to a door, or the spiral staircase keeps going down.
Take the passage, right? That's the passage. That's the passage.
Let's take the tunnel.
Oh, there. Yeah, we're going to take the tunnel.
Send me the face.
Okay. You do know that he said take it all the way to the bottom.
Okay, well, then there we go.
He did say that.
What did little man say? Go through passage. Go down.
Always have to be lucky charms.
Always go south.
So we still keep going down, I guess.
Yes,
we go
down. I
think we should go down.
All right, all the way down.
So you go. You've gone like several hundred feet down.
Okay. My calves hurt.
And the last stretch, there are no torches.
Okay,
it gets really dark at the bottom.
We will. Will light spells penetrate the darkness?
Yes.
Okay. So I will have a light spell.
And you come around the corner, and you can see that the steps descend into water. And that there is a doorway down there, and it looks like the hallway that it leads to is about knee-deep.
Well, that would keep a vampire out.
Yeah?
Well,
if
it's running, right? Doesn't it have to be running water?
Then you better go catch
it. It can jog or canter.
I thought that was the specific.
The water is...
It could babble.
The water is still gray, murky, and...
So probably wouldn't do anything.
Let's do a perception check. Does anything seem inherently harmful?
Do vampires poop and pee? Because it's a sewer.
But rats do.
Yes, they do.
How many rats are there?
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6.
All right. You're not getting...
Perception. Mm-hmm. I have 21.
Okay. Everything seems kosher to you guys. No sound.
There's kosher? There are jewels here?
There's nothing swimming around in the water.
Wow.
It looks like that, yes. That's
no, we're not going to poke.
Yeah. Well, you know. So.
All right.
There's nothing
I will step down into the water.
Okay.
Let me follow.
All right. So, the passage is 10 feet wide, meaning that there are 2 5-foot squares on either side.
Okay.
I want to know what order y'all are in.
I'm going side by side with Sasha.
Who's on the left side and who's on the right side?
I'm on the left side.
Maybe you should hug the walls.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, you're going to throw me into, you know, under bus?
No, so probably throw the two so lower hit points.
You're on the left, and she's on the right. Y'all are in the front rank. So
presumably,
right?
Us two in the middle.
Did you tell me anything?
I don't know. I don't
okay.
care.
Since we've all got right. less hit points, I guess we're probably in the middle, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Because Randy so knows we're supposed to hug the wall.
Left and right.
Simon don't know shit.
Well,
I know we need to hug the wall, so, because I'm not an idiot.
The warrior says, hug like, the wall, you right, douche.
So, hug the wall and try your best, whoever is in the front, try to sound out, like, you know,
okay.
where the inevitable pit is hidden in this.
All right. Okay.
So does she have to do a separate roll if she checks for traps?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So you come down to the bottom of the steps, and you can see that there's basically a passage that's knee-deep in water that goes into a bigger chamber beyond. You can see in the bigger chamber that there are tilted over things. In fact, looking at them, they're instruments of torture. There's
Dude.
A rack, there's oh, several things. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. And it's all like sticking up out of the water.
Guys, that's a torture chamber.
Yeah,
really? I know. I passed all my torture classes at
well, no,
Inquisition
no, no.
School.
It's further than you guys can see in the light. He can see it.
Yeah. From what I understand, from what you described.
about halfway down, you'll notice that there are, on the left and the right, there are two side passages leading out of this one, and the roofs tilt down. So whatever's down there, it's even deeper underwater.
Yeah, well, fuck that.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, let's get to the torture chamber.
Oh. Said no one ever.
What? I like the torture chambers. They're nice.
Do not say we have ways of making them.
Everybody.
We do have ways of convincing
everybody
people.
Everybody make a perception roll, please.
Alright. Hey, I finally made a perception roll.
22. Oh,
Jesus.
I don't know 15. About you, but I've saved a lot of souls in torture chambers.
25.
17.
15.
Lush was a 15? Oh, okay. Everybody but you two hear from the door on your left, you hear, help me.
Sorry, buddy.
Let's go in opposite direction.
Everybody wants me to be lawful good. I'm going to go help the dude out.
Yeah. So y'all are hugging the walls then?
Yeah.
See, that's right.
You
Joe.
On the left, you on the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the point
right.
where lawful good becomes
great.
Right.
Yes.
I'm going to die tonight.
Yeah. I'm going to need you guys
to make.
This will be a perception roll.
Okay.
It'll be pretty hard.
Okay. Does it involve the undead?
No.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's
not involved. All right.
13.
Seven.
I don't know. Just them.
Just those two.
Seven.
12.
Seven. Okay. Now,
doesn't sound like
I poke my own eyes out.
The good news is we won't see it coming.
That's right.
Roll me a d10.
Oh, that's
10. 10. That could be really
10?
Good or really 10. Bad.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So you guys can inch
yep.
your way down
yep.
the order.
Yep.
And you guys are the second rank?
Yeah.
Who's on the left and who's on the right?
I'm on the left. Why not?
Okay. You're on the right?
I guess so.
All right. I'm going to need you to roll me a d10.
Oh, thank God.
Right side is bad side.
Six.
Six?
Yep.
Six.
Okay. You keep going. You're knee deep in water. And you're going down the middle? Or are you going...
No, I'm hugging the wall.
Which wall?
I'm going last.
The left wall or the right wall?
The right wall.
Thank you.
The wall that won't lead to death.
Yes.
That.
So how are you proceeding? Are all of you looking for the inevitable pit trap?
Yes,
we're all looking for the inevitable pit
okay,
trap.
Okay, then I need you guys, you to also make me a perception check.
I rolled it when they did. Can we just take that one?
Yes, what is it?
It's 19.
All right.
14.
There is definitely something weird on the floor here.
Ugh, it's squishy.
No.
Ugh, it's trappy.
Yeah. You walked right over it and didn't set it off.
Oh.
Wow.
Because I am light. I was a Russian gymnast. I only weigh 50 pounds.
So you go a little further. What was your roll?
I rolled a 12 on perception.
Okay. So you're like, oh, I found a trap, and like you're up even with each other.
Oh wow, that's good.
Somebody okay. say it's a trap.
So, you know. You're able to get around that pit. I need the two of you to make me a perception roll again as you forge forward.
That is an 18.
19.
Okay. There is definitely definitely something on your side now.
Okay. There's something here.
There's something on my side.
So, y'all are able to go a little further, and now you're in pretty much the junction of the...
What's its function?
Yes. To join together two corridors and torture chambers and dungeon paths.
Oh,
anyway.
My favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes. Mine too.
So, the corridor continues straight onto the torture chamber, or to the right and to the left. There's a side passage that goes down about 10 feet, you can see, and it sinks to the point where it'll be about 5 feet deep now.
Where did we hear the help me from?
On the left side. Okay. There's an iron door down there with a window with bars cut out of it.
Okay.
And you hear, is someone there?
Just the vampires.
Nobody but us rats.
I'm going to move down that direction.
Help me. Please.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to go down that
direction, yeah.
You go down the steps and the water is now like this deep.
Yep.
Don't be a fool, man. It's someone got to be a trap. Help.
Do we have swim on here?
Swim is athletics.
Ah.
So there you go.
Sort of. Well, I'm pretty high at that. Can I flip over water? Because my acrobatics is very high. Aquabatics.
Water acrobatics, you end up kind of doing, you know, one of those, what's her name, numbers?
Synchronized swimming?
Yes, those numbers.
Yeah, that's water ballet, which is... I'm a good swimmer. Just like the German national team, unlike the Lars Lobovian team.
So, you go down. There's a big door there.
Okay. Can I see inside?
Shining your light?
Yep.
Yes. You see that there is basically a passage goes, like, it looks like about 40 feet. So, you can barely see the back wall.
Uh-huh.
On both sides, there are sets of bars, clearly cells. All of them are in 5 feet of water.
Okay.
And
it's like Sixth Street during the flood.
At the very last one, you can see two hands hanging onto the bars.
Is the door locked?
Make sure their hands are not tentacles.
I guess I could have gotten out the entire time. Sorry, guys.
the key was in my pocket the whole time.
Make me a strength check.
All right. Five.
You're having a hard time getting it open.
Hold on a moment. I'll be right there.
I'll call back up.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Keep your voice down, please.
Remember, vampire have really good hearing, I assume.
That's a racist stereotype.
I know. they have big pointy ears.
I'm saved, Hedrich. You must save me.
What
please.
Is Alexei.
Vasily.
Oh, Vasily.
You remember, he was the Russian guy in The Young Ones.
Who yes. are you? Yeah.
We are here to put an end to Strahd's reign.
Oh, saints be praised.
Yes, they should.
Sure.
Here.
Give it a shot.
Don't have to be praised.
So, just basic strength check? Or
actually, do athletics. What the hell?
Which I need. 12.
Okay. Y'all are banging on the door. And you finally get it to shift a little bit. It's not locked, but it's like there's like crud and stuff on the floor. It's really hard to move.
Don't ask what crud is.
So you're able to open it up enough for him to squeeze through. You'd have to give it another shot to get your through there. You have big shoulders. So,
yeah. Well, I love the idea of going in alone. So
have fun. I'll be out here. 60.
Okay, you get the door open enough.
All right. We might. I'll call back, Sasha. We might need your expertise.
Da.
There's a cell down here and a man inside.
Yes, like my home.
No, he hasn't been tortured.
You might be related though.
So you make your way down to the end.
He's probably not.
And you see that there's a guy in, you know, 5 odd feet of water. And it looks as though he has tied himself to the top of the bars where there's a crossbar so that he won't accidentally fall asleep and drown.
Ooh, yeah. Smart guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
That's dedicated napper there.
Seriously. I would have killed myself in 5 minutes.
Are you saying that's napper know-how?
He's pale and lean and his hair is crazy and he looks like he's been down here God knows how long.
It's Bernie Sanders. We need to get this guy out. He's going to save us all.
Are you a socialist?
He's one of mine.
Please, you must help me. All my prayers have been answered. I'm delivered. Please, please.
Wouldn't prayers ever helped anybody?
Yeah, let's, I go cut the guy down, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, can we get in there?
I mean, literally.
This cell is locked.
That's why I thought we might be Sasha.
Oh, I thought that was the door that we were opening.
I have a thieves tool.
No, the door to the
you
door.
Are proficient with thieves tools. Yes, which means
I
guess. Make a dex check and add your proficiency bonus and your dex stuff.
Okay.
So plus 3, plus dex, plus that.
Okay, 4, 7...
15. The lock is very crude. Hmm. It takes a little work to get it because it's like all starting to corrode and stuff. But yes, you get it open. And you open the cell. And he basically comes out and he hugs each of you.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm free.
Love and affection is not my way.
That's what I call a claim. All right.
Where did you come from?
Where did we come from?
Germany, actually.
South Central.
But we have made our way from Holy Mother Church. We are friends.
Me?
Well, most of us are your friends. Okay. She will probably treat you as a miracle.
Master, he came. We could not pay our taxes. And so he was going to take my sister, but I volunteered to go in her place. And I have been here ever since.
To be fair, I was looking this up, and the taxes really were unreasonable. Considering the codes of the neighboring county, it's not even, strictly speaking, within the law for this region for him to tax that high
and
without
Sasha fell
passing
asleep.
By a Congress of...
Must be, man.
Don't get me wrong. As a German, this kind of thing generally turns me on, but shut up.
Please, we must go away from this place, yes.
No, we have a job to do.
Yes,
we are here to kill this monstrosity,
You seek to kill the master?
Of course.
Is that a bad thing?
This is madness! Slit his throat!
No, this is...
The master cannot be killed! He lives beyond the power of the grave! The powers of hell animate him day and night! You cannot stop him!
Quiet, peasant! You take up too much of our time already.
Unless you
have some useful information for us, then we will be on our way and you will be on yours.
I'm just saying, she'd throw the crossbow bolt right into his neck.
I have special skill.
A very specific set of skills.
I do.
And I'm pretty much like an energized bunny of holy energy. So, that's what I do.
Like a southern Italian, like, from
Look,
Texas.
You stay over there.
The
stay
Italian
over
Truman
here.
Capote.
Anyway, you were saying man who was clearly tortured and in, like, very big distress.
You will help me escape this place?
We'll point you toward the exit.
Actually, all exits are currently closed.
You might consider just staying here for a while, to be honest.
Yeah, you should probably stick with
You this. Have the whole hand-hanging thing figured out, you're fine.
Yes, you may. I'm perfectly welcome to go back to see yourselves.
Evil, well-dressed demon guys don't tend to hang out in the knee-deep water, is all I'm saying. So you should probably be good down here for a while.
Why don't you walk with us for a while and find somewhere drier to stay?
Yeah,
oh,
skin's
God.
Well training is gross.
They were just going to check out the torture chamber.
Yes, because I was just suggesting, let's go at a crawl.
So, you're not very tall. It's like the water's like high up in here.
You don't know how tall I am.
Well, that's true.
I could be tall as one person.
You're not as tall as him.
He's 6'8". Grab her backpack and just gonna slightly.
See, I am tall now.
So, you make your way back up the steps. And man, once he's not neck deep in water, he like leans against the wall for a while and is very pleased. All right.
It's very...
Whoops.
We set off the alarm!
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, fuck's it
up. Alarm!
Heart! It's like, wow, I got handed to this straw.
Somebody trapped the prisoner.
So, you make your way up.
Yep.
And, Who's going first?
I guess I'm going first.
Oh, I was very excited to see the torture chamber, but that's fine.
Oh, no. You can go first.
No, I will go first.
No, let the detective go first. There.
All right, then. Okay, so... Yeah, you get up, you know, you walk back up into the middle. Roll me a d10.
He suddenly gets a lot shorter. We know he found the pit.
Three. Okay, so you're like, oh yes, all right, we will go find the torture chamber now. And you take a step, and there's this big, and all of a sudden he goes, whap, and this huge air bubble thing comes up, and like there's this, the water is all churning and everything.
Oh no, he's been tending to bubbles.
Hello?
So.
I hope you know this means the trash compactor is going to stop.
Can we dive in and save him?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Just, you run over?
Yeah.
And then Jeff comes by. Go away, Jeff. You're not welcome here.
Okay, you run over, and it's clear that something opened up under his feet, and a lot of air came up out of it.
Okay.
And so you fall down in, and you think you're drowning in all of it, and you kick up, and your head's above water. And, you know, it's not here on you, really. The water's about 5 feet deep, and you're in a cell.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to get out of this.
Okay.
So, is there a... Can I poke it, whatever he was, wherever he was?
If you find the edges of the thing, yeah.
Okay.
My perception was only 12, so... Hmm? I'm looking for some way to get out.
Oh, well... There's nothing that appears to be obvious. I mean, you could always just do the, you know, be manly thing.
Steve, yes.
Can I push the door, the trap door open?
It's hard to do.
Okay.
There's, like, springs and stuff involved. There's a lot of resistance.
Throw the guy on it.
Excuse me, Mom from cell.
So, 22.
22?
Yes.
Wow. You get the bars to move a little bit.
You're holy. Can you part water or anything?
I can.
Jesus.
Thanks, bitch.
I used that on my lawful good. I'm saying, hey, let's go help that guy.
I'm lawful good. Unless it comes to you, you German son of a bitch.
Are you going to call out?
Come on, Germans,
yes.
Italians.
All right.
I seem to have fallen into a bit of a cell.
You hear him.
I would like to get out, please.
I believe that's technically
the other
blet.
The other passage that went down. Not the one we
found,
but the matching one. There's apparently a cell block over there, and he is now in one.
Come, Sasha, let's go let our friend out.
Is Catherine Zeta-Jones doing a dance number in there?
What?
Chicago. Never mind.
Big Mama will take care of you if you take care of me.
Yeah, let's go let our German friend out.
Let's go.
Okay.
I.
You get down there, athletics.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
swimming?
No, just to open the door.
Oh, open the door, right.
Yeah.
Well, I know who'd be good at opening this door.
If you get to me out, I promise.
Oh, hot damn. That's a 24.
Nice.
You bust the door open, no worries. So
yeah.
You get down in there.
Holy fervor.
Motivated.
They come down and you see them.
Sasha.
You want to do your thief tool-y thing.
Okay. So that was...
One, you break the thief tool.
Nice.
18 plus... What was it?
Plus 3, plus 4.
Okay.
18 plus 7.
You are a good thief.
I am.
Not a bad assassin either.
I know.
All right. So you get it open, they get you out. And you go a little further.
What's that step? It's a doozy.
Being careful, there are two more pits, but you manage to figure out your way around them. And you emerge into the torture chamber.
Finally!
No one's ever been so happy to get to a torture chamber.
I really feel I'm in my element here.
But it's a 50 Shades of Grey torture chamber. There's just like a silk tie and a cat of nine tails.
The quality is monstrous. And you can tell they're not being consensual.
This, the Iron Maiden just has Nerf spikes.
It actually feels pretty good.
This is a big room. Easily 50 feet on the side. And there are all manner of devices in here.
This guy
is hanging from the ceiling.
As if he
hinges.
Couldn't get more attractive to me.
Yes. There are, you know, throw cages that are leaning against the wall where they've fallen, all kinds of stuff. I mean, this place...
like, do you know what this thing does? Well, you insert it into...
Okay.
Well, you can probably imagine.
I don't see any sanitary wipes anywhere. There's no sink in here. That worries me.
That is a little non-German, yeah.
On the right-hand wall as you come in, there's a curved section that comes out, and there's a balcony up there.
With
two thrones on it.
Oh.
And behind them, a curtain.
I've always talked about a room just like this.
Who else is worried that Maximilian's just going to marry the vampire and kill the rest of us?
We're doomed.
I'm a little concerned, actually. Yeah.
Look, it is legal in Borovia, I'm just saying.
The peasant is clearly very freaked out.
What's the matter about this guy?
I put my arms around the memories, yeah?
Some of them go to some?
Have you ever heard the word Schadenfreude?
What do you guys do?
We follow the map.
We go
through the torture chamber and then we go through.
Just passers, is there a doorway?
Behind the curtains.
You don't see a doorway.
All right, let's try behind the curtains. Good idea.
I take some pictures of my cell phone.
For later,
yeah.
So, you're making your way?
Yes. All right. You have to climb up there?
You will have to get to the base of the thing and climb up,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so you get about halfway across the room, and something grabs you by the ankle and pulls you down.
Ah,
now everybody needs to roll initiative.
Yeah.
Yes, don't
ooh,
fuck up like
7.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
17.
Woo!
21.
4.
Fletcher.
I'm at 13.
All right, hold on.
Yep.
We read all this down.
Yep.
Okay, so we got 21.
You can keep my number the same.
So Joe's still 17. Sarah, you got...
7.
7. 4. Chris, you got 4. And Randy, you are...
7, 13.
13. Uh-oh.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it appears that I have an issue.
Actually, you're not grabbed by the ankle. What happens is you're going along and something does grab your ankle, but then it rises up out of the water at you, and it's a really puffy, waterlogged zombie thing, and it lashes out at your throat.
It
hits you for 5 points of damage.
Okay. I happen to know most about the zombies are Nazis.
That's true.
And
in film, that's actually true.
As you guys look around, more of them are rising up out of the water now. And I need everyone to make me a wisdom save.
Right.
You want to roll high.
13 high?
I'll give you advantage, actually.
Oh, okay.
16.
How about...
17.
How's 24? Do we have advantage?
Just him.
Okay.
I'm good at not being scared of things.
11.
I'm not a fear.
Okay.
I got 21.
Okay. You're a little freaked out.
Fuck me!
None of the rest of you are freaked out. You are frightened, which means...
pee-pee time.
That you really want to get out of here. And, if you're forced to do things that involve not getting out of here, you'll do them at disadvantage. So, you are horrified.
Oh, good. So the fighter's gonna run.
So...
Brown Jenkin, fight for me. No, just kidding.
Squeak.
What's your initiative?
I finally get high initiative. Freaked out. It's 21.
What are you going to do?
Well, I am going to... there is no exit here other than back into where the zombies just came from?
There's back the way you came. Basically, there's a big room here with the tunnel going to the staircase. You came all the way in here. You were making your way through, and they all came up. So basically,
okay. What are they coming up out of? Is there like a torture chamber and then another wet section?
No, it's knee deep in water. They were laying down there and just went bah.
Okay,
you know, like they do.
They were trying to.
All right.
Yeah, it's knee deep water,
dude.
Yeah.
There's something under there. There's got to be. There's always a tentacle monster.
Well,
that's what they say in the anime.
And hit one of the fuckers.
All right.
And,
but you have disadvantage.
I know. So how much do I take off?
Yeah,
roll again and pick the worst one.
That is a bad disadvantage. Yeah.
17.
That's not too bad.
Woo!
Well, all right then. You're mortally terrified and you whack the fuck out of it.
11.
11?
Yes.
Okay.
And bonus attack.
What now?
Do I get a bonus?
No. Okay. It does not go down. But you do get your second attack.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Sorry, not bonus. Second attack. Oh, and a 10.
Yeah.
10 hits.
Nice!
Wow. They're zombies. All they right. got no dex.
Fucking zombie this.
All right.
Never met a dexterous... Dexterous.
There we go. 9 and 13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you smack the thing and hack one of its arms off. You smack the thing and hack its head off. And it still is coming after you.
Well, it's those zombies.
Yeah. So, who's next?
Maybe me. I'm going to go ahead and blast the entire Wilder thing so it's all holy water, and then they, like, fizz up and blow.
Ooh. That's pretty clever, actually.
That's a good idea.
Damn, Joe.
Creating holy water takes an hour-long ritual, and it has a lot of...
I can wait.
Now, what you could do is you could take a file of holy water that you have and throw it on one of them.
Yeah, that's barring bouquet. I do that.
Or you could just attack one. I think I said somewhere what holy water does.
2d6.
2d6, yep. There you go. So you can either do that or you can attack them or sacred flame or whatever.
I'll sacred flame because that doesn't cost nothing.
It's true, it does not. Sacred flame like is cheap.
3d8 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, 2d8.
There you go.
I should mention the last time I played D&D, it was a zombie mission, and I died inside of an hour.
So you did pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to roll an attack roll?
I don't know. They might get a roll to defend.
Or is it? Do they save for half?
Yeah, I think it's DC versus Wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah, Dex.
It's DC versus Marvel.
Oh, nice.
You almost 15 versus Dex.
Oh, same difference. He didn't save. So 10 points?
Yep.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. And next, and what? Tell me the number we're at.
All right, so that was it was me, then Joe. The next is Randy on 13.
Okay, 13.
13 goes. Okay. All right, so I'm going to slash the nearest zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to slash the one that Bo attacked.
Okay.
And that is an 18.
That is a hit.
Okay. So that is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And then with my other rapier, I'm going to attack him again if he's still up and moving in things.
He is not up and moving in things.
Then I'm going to attack the other one that Joe hit.
Okay.
And that is a 25.
That is a hit.
And that is 10 points of damage.
Okay. All right. You hack one of its arms off.
All right.
Next is Sarah at 7.
Okay, they go on 10.
Okay.
Oh.
Ha ha.
One shit roll.
One of them goes after the freed peasant and totally misses. The freed peasant is screaming.
Try again.
Poor guy.
We throw the freed peasant in front of
him. Eat him!
One of them comes up out of the water, grabs at you, and you miss. Or he misses, rather.
Ha-ha.
Oh, Simon.
Is that another crit on me?
Yes.
Damn.
The one you turned your back on.
Yeah.
To go attack those other dudes. Hits you in the back of the head. Holy shit.
That's what you always like to hear the scene. Like, yeah.
14 points of damage.
All right.
That's a dope moment if there ever was one.
All right. That's
all right. Dono.
Yeah.
Yours hits you.
Okay.
For...
Bring it the big boy.
5 points of damage. Beep. And Cornelius, yours hits you for 4 points of damage. And Maximilian, yours is dead.
Thanks, guys.
So that was 10. Now we get to 7.
Yes, Sarah.
How many zombies is left?
I count 5.
5. I will attack with my 2 weapon fighting.
That's 5 left? So there were 6 originally?
There were 6 originally.
Okie doke.
What do you think about me using my turn undead?
Starting to think like it might be a good idea.
25.
Can hurt.
Especially since it wouldn't do much good against Strahd anyway.
And 18. So, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's 2 hits.
I'm going to guess there might be lots of undead around them.
Yeah, but you know, this is a bad situation.
Yes.
No, we'll see.
I mean, I still got 1 in the chamber.
Do you?
Yep.
9.
Oh, nice. I thought you only got 1.
And
okay,
one.
Well, then I'll try mine.
Flip the damage?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, so it's better to be alive and have used up all our hundred deads.
10, yes.
10, okay.
Then to die with fright.
I got it.
Yeah. Because this is the first round, you can't do the sneaky attack thing, but now that combat is up and mixed, you'll be able to juke around and get to one that has a person next to them. So next time you'll get the big.
It's always next time.
Oh, you know. All right. So that was 7.
And then Chris on 4.
Jesus.
He likes to take his time, survey the situation before he acts.
Yeah, I do.
Be very careful.
I'm going to cast Eldritch Bolt Blast, which is 2 bolts at my level,
yes.
Plus 6 to hit, 1d10 force damage per bolt.
Go for it.
All right, so I roll a
crit.
Hot damn.
So roll this
twice.
Okay.
Got a 9. Nice. And a 7.
So that's 16 for the first bolt. This is the one that's menacing you, I presume?
Yes.
That was 16, right?
Yep.
Okay. And for the second one...
I have to roll a hit again, 3. I think, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, do I? Okay. 19.
There you go.
All right. All right, so bonuses. Well, and so do your D10s for that one.
11.
Wait, they do...
Is it 2d10 or 1d10?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 1d10.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
But it's 7. Still 11.
7.
7. Somehow still
11. Right, it's the new man. Okay. So you blast... one of its arms flies off.
Whee!
Hooray!
okay.
I'm like very streamers. Pleased with myself. Do I get points for that?
Yes. And so, new round. Maximilian, you're still terrified, but you're fighting through it.
Do it, Max. We're counting on you. I'm specifically counting on you.
We're all counting on you.
I placed a bet earlier.
Why couldn't we have just gone to the Kobayashi Tower like I thought it?
Because that's just a test to see if you can get in the Federation.
You're the one who kept talking about the torture chamber. And now we're here and you're terrified? I've never taken you kids
out. Don't get me wrong. The instruments are comforting me.
It's when there are a lot of ugly people that gets scary.
Yes. 17? Okay. Oh, wait, hold on.
Which one are you attacking, by the way?
So, who's...
There's one pretty much on everybody.
Okay.
Is he still disadvantaged?
Yes, he is. Okay. And there's one... And even the peasant. The peasant has one menacing him, and he's bagging up on...
No, I'll help out the peasant. Yeah.
All right.
I'm neutral dead.
Seriously, can't you see I've got a zombie attacking me over here?
We all got zombies, pal.
Yeah, but that's the peasant.
So 14? 14
is a hit?
He can't even vote.
Well, once it killed peasant, it will come after us, so sure.
Something was going to kill the peasant. Let's face it.
10.
Okay.
And for my second, on the same one.
I mean, for my next round, I'm just going to throw the peasant at it.
Peasant has many
11.
Diseases, will kill zombie
hits.
Quickly.
Nice.
Yeah, they're like the Martians in War of the Worlds.
Yes.
They'll die from a cold.
Yes.
15.
15. Okay. All right. So you hack the thing, and you hack it again, and it's in multiple pieces, but still
gross.
Fighting.
Gross!
Yeah.
Oh, and it's all waterlogged and...
Ooh, and bits of it.
Yeah, you know, when your sword, a two-headed sword goes into one of those things, it just...
Who's next? What you got?
He's gonna do some more firecracker mouth.
All right. On the same one that's been on you this whole time,
yeah.
I presume? Okay.
Rose a little pushy, you know. 11.
Okay, so it makes a save.
Yep.
And it does not, so it takes 11.
Nice.
All right.
Man, we're moving along with taking these zombies down.
Maybe I don't need to turn anything.
Maybe not.
Chop them all to death.
All right. And now, who's next?
I believe I'm
Yes. Let's see.
At 13.
Yeah. 13. All right. Is there one still on me?
Yes.
All right. Let's
see. Yours is miraculously undamaged. Did you attack a different one?
Oh, yeah. Remember I finished the other one off.
Yeah, you attacked multiple.
All right. So let's change tact. Well, I guess I got to disengage to that. So let's just kill this one. Or attack this one.
Okay.
Let's see. That is a 14.
That's a hit.
Okay. That is 6 points. And then a 25.
That is definitely a hit.
Which is 12 points.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Good start.
I'm proud of you, Randy.
Thank you.
All right.
It's what I do.
Action Randy.
I always knew you had it in you.
Yeah. To kill zombies with rapiers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your father, Randy. And I always knew that you had it in you to do
this.
That
was so awkward.
I know this is probably the wrong time.
Why are you guys hugging?
It's now it's... Ooh. Zombies, and then Sarah, right. And then...
And the painful thing about these is the more you hit them, the more attacks they get.
It's right, because they're floating now hands.
Yeah. Damn aquatic Nazi zombies.
Cornelius. Gills.
So it don't need to breathe.
Wow.
Okay, so Cornelius, you blast the thing, mm-hmm. and then it staggers forward and bites you in the face.
Ah! I was using that face.
You have to kill Cornelius now.
Yeah.
Is it on bath salts?
You take 13 points of damage.
What, 13?
13.
I protest.
Hey, for being bit in the face, 13 damage is pretty good.
So I wonder, I have this thing that says I can invoke my patron to roll 1d10 and add the result to any ability check or saving throw.
Is that was not what this is.
That's not a situation I can use that.
Okay. No, Chris, you're completely wrong.
I am trying anything I can.
You got I understand.
You can jack its attack roll. All
right, so you said 13? Make yours better. 13?
Yes.
All right.
Make its attack roll better.
Yeah, just go for it.
Make these erasers better.
Yeah, these erasers aren't working great on this.
Giordano.
Yeah.
Multiple arms are thrashing at you from the water, and it claws you with one of them. And
be cool.
You take 7 points of damage.
Ow. 22.
22. I don't know. Italian.
Do it.
Chris, you don't have anything like Hellish Rebuke or anything, do you? Like,
no,
it attacks things.
I don't even know what that is.
All the parts of this one you just hacked up, yep. 2 of them hit you for a total of 9 points of damage.
That's fair. I hit him first.
Yeah.
Always hit back.
You guys
son.
Both are going to quiet time.
But he started it by being a zombie.
I don't care who started it.
Oh, Dad!
Don't make me pull this castle over to the side of the wall.
And torture you all.
So what? Actually, do that.
Resurrection!
Hey, I've been wondering, what does this spell attack bonus +7?
That means if ever you're shooting a spell at somebody, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, it being like a crossbow or whatnot, you roll a d20 and you add 7 to it, and that's the AC you hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like it was a weapon. Oh, basically. Cool. Yeah. The other zombie starts wailing on the peasant.
Oh.
And the peasant takes some hits.
Oh, no, we hardly knew him. We didn't
know him.
No, but just let it throw. It's just inefficient because we rescued him and now they're going to kill him.
Okay. Fuck the peasant. I got my face bit over here.
Can we finish the zombies before we fuck the peasant?
I'll wait, and we want to do that too.
Do you think we have time?
So now we're down to Sasha, yes?
Not to be an either or a process.
Am I too close to use crossbow?
Actually, yes.
Damn it.
Sorry.
All right. I wanted to use crossbow at least once.
Daryl always just grabs a crossbow bolt and stabs him in the head.
Can I do that?
Your short swords are much more effective.
All right, short swords. Fine, I'll be Michonne.
Man, Daryl would like kill them all if he had a short sword.
Daryl would just cough on them and they'd die.
That's true.
17.
Is a hit.
And 13.
Is also a hit. So, because you're going to get your sneak attack now, yes. Basically, you're going to roll 6d6 and then add your dex.
Okay.
Bonus once.
I need one more d6, please. Thanks. Okie doke. Alright. Some math. 10, 15, 18, 21, 22, plus 4 is 25.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's my lucky number. It's also how many rubles I have.
Okay.
The rogue would be the MVP.
You hash, slash the hell out of it. Hack off multiple limbs. It is still in the fight, though barely. Your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do the Eldritch Bolt again. The blast again, yes. I suppose.
Take out one of the ones that's wounded.
A 9, but plus 6 to hit.
That's definitely a hit.
Okay, and then it's 1d10 full force damage per bolt.
You have to roll to hit for each bolt, too.
Okay, so that one is 4.
Okay.
The other one, I rolled at 18 plus 6.
Yep.
And what does that say?
Another 4.
All right.
Okay. All right, so you're nickel and diming these hideous zombies to death. And we come to the top of the round.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Back. Guy on the peasant, still yes. looking fairly bad.
Yes.
Make one attack with him.
Peasant is screaming.
I do one.
Oh. Well, okay. You miss. You slip.
Whoa!
You almost fall into the water, but you
and
don't
your fight. Sword shatters and becomes Megatron.
You do get a second attack.
Alright, I'll try once more.
Don't forget, you're still at disadvantage.
How could you forget?
Yes, everyone keeps softly reminding
me. He's not disadvantaged, he's just special.
Shut up!
We found that it's to our advantage to keep the Germans at a disadvantage.
Okay, 18 plus 7. So, yeah.
That was the low roll?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So, that is a 12.
Okay, yes. Whack the thing pretty damn hard. All right, next.
All right, so I still got somebody on me?
Yes. Yours is still there. It doesn't look in very good shape. None of them do. They've all had the shit kicked out of them.
Well, and they're zombies. They never look really
zombies.
Starting from a low bar.
Didn't come into this looking like Jared Padalecki. Yeah.
No one came into this looking like Jared Padalecki.
They're going to leave looking like Jared Padalecki.
With my swords, maybe I can carve them into it.
I'll do some more hot.
All right.
14.
Oh, yeah, he gets to save. And he does not save.
Yeah, they don't. He's like an IRA or something.
Your zombie is destroyed.
Yeah.
Not before he complains about the service on his airline.
Yeah, and you're not going to get another one because you destroyed that one.
So, what you got?
All right, I'm going to stab the one in front of me.
This is why we can't have nice zombies.
14.
Okay.
No, it's because they're.
That is 7 points.
Okay.
And then I'll stab him again since he's clearly still alive, and I will crit.
Woo!
I love the way your 20 sided actually lights up.
He takes 9 points of damage.
Put it on 20 again.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Well,
didn't. Yep.
Yay!
Wow.
It's a rave.
A really, really lame rave.
She's like, shit, now I need some ecstasy.
On 10. All the parts on you miss.
Hooray.
Thanos is dead. Max's first one was dead.
This is like the greatest day ever.
Yes. Torture
except,
chamber.
Except when you got bit in the face.
Except all of yours miss. Yay. Simon.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Of course, Simon.
You take 2 hits.
Oof.
Hearing a lot of 5 and for 8.
I'm hearing a lot of uh-oh and holy shits from the DM.
Every time it comes to your turn to get attacked, too.
And the one that was wailing on the peasant now attacks you. Or rather, all his bits do.
So is the peasant dead?
We'll get to the peasant in a minute.
Is he going to turn into a zombie?
Probably.
He might.
Open bit!
6 points. So, Sasha?
Yes. I will bring out... Actually... So, mine's almost dead.
Mm-hmm.
Really want to use my crossbow, but...
You can free disengage, can't you? As a rogue.
Yeah, you can
free disengage.
Yeah.
So you could disengage as a bonus action, run all the way across the room so that you're not in melee with anybody, and then shoot one of them.
Okay.
You can do that.
Yeah. I want to do that.
Yeah. Maybe you can take out the one before it kills the poor innocent civilian.
And cartwheel wall through the water.
Is he already dead?
Well, I am a female, so I will cartwheel, do the splits, and jump off a wall and say something sassy.
Through laser beams.
I'm going to unzip my onesie a little bit more. I don't know. I'm Black Widow now.
So, take a shot.
Okay. So, my crossbow. 17.
Do you want the one on Cornelius? The one on Simon? The one that used to be attacking you, or the one on Max? Any of the ones except the one that were attacking you are in melee, so that you will get the sneak attack.
Who is almost dead?
They're all pretty fucked up.
Are you talking about us?
I mean, of you.
I'm
doing fine.
I have 17 hit points left.
I will attack one on Simon.
Okay.
So that's...
Simon says help.
Help.
So it's the 6. Oh no, it's not 66.
No, it's,
did you roll the hit roll?
She got a 17.
Oh, she goes. Oh yeah, by all means.
So
you get a D10 and then 4D6.
Okay.
And then your dex.
Jesus Christ.
2.
I can enjoy a whole game just listening to Sarah describe her attack.
4, 7, 13, 17, and then my dexterity.
Yep.
So 21.
Okay.
Blackjack.
You shoot the thing and it falls down, and none of its all of its parts stop fighting.
Thank
We're
you.
We're gonna eat well tonight.
Oh no!
I feel like chicken tonight.
So heretic.
It will taste like chicken.
Yes. You know, jerk zombie is awesome.
I'm Eldritch blasting these bastards statement. Again. Which the first round doesn't hit, probably, since it's a 9.
Nine does not hit.
Second round is a 9, too, so...
Nine does also not hit.
I figured that it hadn't changed.
You need to shake the die to encourage it.
Difference.
Yes, it does.
You need to blow in it.
Yeah. Oh, you need to shake it, blow on it, lick the balls. Oh, wait, that's a different thing.
The peasant runs away.
See you later. I told you that peasant's no good.
I'm sure peasant won't come back and try to kill us.
Yeah, have fun getting eaten.
All right. So, top of the round.
So
there are three standing.
There are three standing.
The one that used to be on Sasha, the one that you're already fighting, and then the one that's on Cornelius.
All right. Well, one that I'm already fighting. Let's take
it's right there.
Yes. Why not?
Ooh.
Ooh.
And I
just one. So I get both them one.
What?
I roll one.
A 1.
I rolled a
1. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then you missed.
Even with disadvantage, you're not going to roll 1 twice.
You can do it, bro.
Okay, so 20.
That is a good one.
I'd like to point out that even with disadvantage, he's just carving through.
He's still doing better than the rest of us.
Yeah. He's frightened and strong from fear.
12.
12?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You smash it and it stops moving.
Yay! So we got 2 zombies.
Guys!
Left.
Guys! I'm really scared.
I'm as happy as a little girl.
Someone hold me.
Yes, I cast hug by his hand.
He casts hug.
For his next adventure, he invades Stalingrad. What could go wrong?
Next. It's only winter, you sissies!
I guess once the zombies are dead, then he'll be unfrightified, or...
He'll get over it.
Okay, well, then screw him. I
could use some...
Yeah, flaming. I was going to do Flamey Tongue for Randy's guy, if you know what I'm saying.
Whoa! Ow!
I only need healing, but thanks.
I thought that was a move just between us, John.
Well, in that sense,
there's one left that's on Cornelius, and there's one left that Sasha used to be fighting. The one that fucked him up horribly is dead.
Oh! Yeah.
Sasha, but if you heal me,
all right.
You can heal you at the same time.
The one that was on me is like, where'd she go?
Huh?
Five. Wolf.
How much?
5.
Okay. Sorry. You set it on fire. It's not quite dead.
I'm not dead yet.
So, Simon?
All right. There's not one on me anymore, right?
Nope.
All right.
There's one right over there.
Then I'm going to pull out a pistol and shoot it.
All right.
It's engaged.
No, it's not engaged.
Not engaged. Perfect. I'll shoot that one.
It's looking for a target. 22.
Nobody
put a ring on it.
That is 10 points of damage.
All right. You shoot it. And down it goes.
All right. There we go. That's how we do it.
And
there's one zombie left.
Yep. The one zombie that's left. The one that's on Cornelius.
And then there was one.
Don't worry, he's already bitten your face. Now. What more could he do?
I still have genitals.
Sorry about that.
Oh, is this such a chimpanzee?
No. The things the church cast upon you took care of.
Shit. You actually came through it unharmed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, you don't have any genitals.
like a G.I. Joe.
Smooth like a Barbie.
I was going to say that was hard, but clearly...
Alright, so what you got?
I think you're missing the point.
So there's one zombie left.
There is but one left.
I want to use crossbow again.
Alright, and you will get sneak attack again.
Yes.
So go back to describing the cleavage thing, because that was good.
So, my cleavage... I don't know. I don't know what cleavage does. Alright. 19 plus 7 is 26.
I hear it brings all the boys to the yard.
It does.
No,
I thought it was a butt.
It's a milkshake.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's metaphor.
So D6 and then
or rather D10, 46 is back in.
It could work either way.
I don't see that.
Oops, that's too many.
Clearly, the German is an ass man.
12.
Excuse me. I think you mean Oshman.
20, 25.
Okay. Down.
Yeah.
Death to zombies.
I cut off his ear and I put it on necklace.
And the ear attacks you.
Little peasant man, come back! I have a schedule, but it's okay!
Fuck you!
There is no response.
Well, oh, man.
We rescue as much as we can.
So, shall we check out the balcony again?
Yeah, let's check out the balcony.
Someone's gonna have to make me an athletics roll to scramble up there.
Alright, so last time I tried, we had a bunch of zombies, so
I will do it. I will do it because I will do many flips up to it and climb sexually, and you will all see my butt.
Slip on your spleen.
I got 15.
I'm really attracted to your imaginary character, Sarah. I have a very distinct image in my head.
Does it look like Scarlett Johansson?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
You kind of, that's why. At one point you like scramble off the corner of this like torture device and whatnot. And you get up to the balcony and you come over and there's
all
two chairs.
My years of ballet.
Yeah. But of course. And
is there something about the Slavic lass climbing a torture?
There's a curtain.
Reminds me of Summers in Berlin.
You pull the curtain aside.
Is it an iron curtain?
No. It is really kind of used to be velvet, but it's really kind of threadbare and gooey and mossy. And,
but it reminds me of.
I dare you to lick it.
I lick it. What do I roll for that?
And behind it, there is a door.
Of course, there is a door. Hey, there is door.
And, we may.
Can we get you all in
yes,
the room?
Yes, let's get in the room.
We still have time.
Alright, okay.
So, you come into the room. Alright, all of you scramble up and you get in there. And the room is 30 feet square. With a 20-foot tall flat ceiling. There are gargoyle carvings everywhere, revealing their teeth all around the rim of the room.
Welcome.
And there are two alcoves on either side, and standing in these alcoves are massive statues with four arms. With two of them, they have a sword with the point to the floor, and the other two are doing this.
The Macarena.
You notice,
they're holding the ceiling up with their arms.
Actually, they're not.
Okay.
There's a good foot of space here.
So that doesn't seem dubious at all.
So they're miming the ceiling.
They're just waving their hands.
They're playing charades
in
the like ceiling.
In the center of the room is a huge brazier of fire that's burning fiercely, and
like it has platform heels on.
Yes. And so all of you are coming into the room. And once all of you are into the room, the door behind you closes. On the far side of the room, there are three doors, and you hear all of them go, like they're all locked now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top of the room opens up, a hatch in the ceiling opens up, and down on two arms comes an hourglass, a big hourglass, like the size of this table.
Like people's arms?
Yeah, it comes down, and it tilts.
Well, that's got to be good.
It's probably for baking cookies.
And the sand is now running, and there is something written on the bottom of the hourglass.
These are the days of your life.
I can read all languages.
None of you can read it to save your lives.
But it says I can read all languages.
But you can.
Yeah. Okay.
You can.
This is what it says.
Hey, Hellboy, what does it say?
It says...
In the palm of my hand is the time left to thee. When it's consumed, will the flame set you free?
Oh, and it's set for 50 years, so we're good.
And I guess that's a good place to wrap us up.
Cliffhanger!
What's going to happen?
So we will return to Ravenloft at an unspecified time in the future.
Yes, we're going to have another show first that's going to have do something else for a while.
Yes.
We'll come back to this adventure.
Yes.
And not that far off.
No,
so don't worry.
So don't assume we're all dead, jerks.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah, we're live jerks.
We still got at least an hour.
We're waiting on the sands of time.
But when we come back, I'll even edit in like this ending, the cliffhanger moment, so people are like caught up again.
Previously on Ravenloft.
Yeah, can we hear it so we remember what happened?
Yeah, we'll almost have to.
And I would like to thank Sam for guest DMing for
me. Thank you,
Sam. Sam.
Yeah. Fantastic.
This is a fun one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, we'll be back next time.
I guess I would say have a happy... this is the...
Yes.
Coming out Halloween?
Happy Halloween!
And Gosvatania. Okay.